The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show. So glad that you've joined me. Shining light on the globalist plan to control your bank account. You know, if we shine the light on it, maybe we can stop it from happening, at least here in America, until the one world government finally takes control that the Bible is talking about. But that doesn't mean we have to allow it to happen here in America up until that point. We know there will be a Mark of the Beast system, and this is the setup. Of course, it's one financial system where you can neither buy nor sell unless you have the mark, which the Bible clearly is indicating is some sort of digital system. But people back then, when it was written, wouldn't know how to describe a digital system. It just, they knew when they wrote it, John in Revelation, when he wrote it, it clearly seems to be something for this day and age. Nobody understood how it could really be carried out so easily back when it was written. But now with technology, you can easily see how there could be a mark system and they can stop you from buying or selling with the snap of their fingers. And that's exactly what the final Mark of the Beast system is. It's a financial system. And we're seeing the setup for that. Don't forget, folks, that you can get this video and all the videos from The New American on your Roku. If you have a Roku, just type in The New American and download The New American app right on your Roku. And instantly for free, you'll get this show and you will get all the other shows from The New American. So why not do that if you have a Roku? Cost you nothing. And you can watch it right on the big screen, especially if you have a 70-inch screen. Although, I probably don't look good on a 70-inch screen, so watch me on a little bit smaller screen, maybe. All right, how about this? I have the Greg Reiss report. The Reiss report from InfoWars really goes over shining the light on the globalist plan. We have seen that the banks are having shaky situations going on right now. And whether it is on purpose by the globalists or not, the globalists will try to take advantage. I don't even think it has to be on purpose. A lot of people say they purposefully did this to the SVB bank. I don't think you had to. I just think you just had to wait. We knew with what they were doing overall that our financial system, they were going to really damage it. Understand that there is an attempt for a controlled takedown of America, and not just America, but the Western world. Why? They want to control your money, because if they control your money, they control you. But it's more than that. They also want to say capitalism failed. Now, we're not practicing capitalism. There really is no country in the world that truly practices capitalism anymore. We have crony capitalism, and really we have a half capitalistic society, half socialism. And the socialism eventually destroys capitalism. And then when the government gets involved, like they do, you clearly don't have capitalism when they're bailing out companies. In a free capitalist society, the government never steps in and never bails people out. People have to fend for themselves in a free society. And that's not what we have. So they are using socialism, and this was always the plan. Move capitalism into socialism, but then still say it's capitalism. And when it fails, say capitalism failed. So that's why you need tyranny like communism, a globalist communist slash whatever it will be, but no freedom whatsoever. Because when we gave you guys freedom in capitalism, look, it failed because you guys all got greedy. Now, remember, capitalism did not fail and would not fail, not with honest people. Not with a normal society, and not with the government not getting involved, it would never fail. It fails when the government gets involved, when the government regulates a capitalist society way too much. That causes inflation. A lot of people don't realize that a lot of your inflation is also caused by government regulation, not just overspending. I don't know why no one ever points this out. When the government regulates a business, those regulations cost money with whatever they're doing in the persecution of that business. And a lot of times they're just doing it to persecute. But whenever they are regulating a business, it's going to cost the business more money to operate, creating inflation. Do you want to know why inflation skyrocketed so quickly, like immediately? As soon as Joe Biden took office from Donald Trump, you had inflation immediately. Now, how did that happen? Because Joe Biden immediately got rid of Trump's executive orders, in which he got rid of a bunch of regulations, and he applied a bunch of regulations. So you immediately had inflation happen because Joe Biden put extra costs on all sorts of businesses. Do you know why eggs are so expensive? They're not expensive because inflation has demanded or because there was too much money pumped into the economy. They're expensive because the government got involved and told all these chicken farmers that they had to kill their chickens because of a chicken flu that was going on and mandated it. And so they mandated killing all these chickens that were laying eggs and stuff. And it artificially, the government's regulations caused the egg prices to go up. So the number one contributor to your inflation in America, and I'm not an economist, and yet none of them point this out, is the government. The government is the number one contributor to inflation. Government regulations are what cause inflation more than anything. You want to know why you didn't see? Everyone was shocked. Trump spent like crazy during his presidency, did he not? Yes, they did spend like crazy, and Trump allowed it. Yet there was no inflation. Whoa, I thought inflation automatically happens when you spend a ton of money. You know why there was no inflation? Because it was offset because he deregulated more than any president in the history of America. And because he kept deregulating things, the cost of operation for these businesses were not needing to jack up their prices. So even if there was a slight uptick because of extra money being spent, it was offset because they didn't have to worry about regulations that they once did have to worry about, which was saving them money. And that's why you didn't have inflation during Trump's presidency, even though there was massive spending. And you had instant inflation because everyone doesn't want to tell you that it's the government doing it to you, but it's mostly the government. Then when the government spends like a drunken sailor, that can also, but that takes time. You can't have instant inflation. That takes time. The only way you can have instant inflation is if the government steps in and does stuff like regulations to businesses that immediately cause businesses' expenses to go up. Then you have instant inflation. All right, enough of that. I got to get to Greg Reese. I needed to explain that because I'm frustrated because I watched the best of the best people explain inflation and none of them laid on the regulations of government, yet that's the number one cause of inflation. And no one says it. It's like, what is it, a giant secret? You can't tell the people the truth that the government is usually your biggest cost? The biggest cost to you is almost always the government in your products that you buy. Almost always. Even when it's behind the scenes. It doesn't even have to be a direct tax. They can be the biggest cost simply by regulation. All right, Greg Reese, I'll just keep going and I need to not be repeating myself. I apologize because I am repeating myself a little bit. Greg Reese breaks it down from a whole nother angle about what's happening with the banks. This is really well done. Remember, this is the globalist plan. It doesn't mean if we shine light on it, maybe we stop it from happening here in America. They won't be happy about that. But we got to hold them off as long as we can until the tribulation period begins that the Bible talks about.
Weeks before the Silicon Valley Bank collapse, several executives sold off large shares of stock, while mainstream media tells its audience to invest in them. On March 9th, the day before the collapse, Israel's two largest banks pulled up to $1 billion out of SVB, while Peter Thiel's Founders Fund withdrew millions and advised their clients to do the same. The next day, there was a run on the bank, and Silicon Valley Bank collapsed. Is this evidence of a controlled demolition or a hasty one? The day before the collapse, a U.S. judge ordered J.P. Morgan Chase to turn over documents in a lawsuit accusing them of aiding in Jeffrey Epstein's sex trafficking operation. The team behind this lawsuit was the same team who successfully exposed the involvement of Deutsche Bank, and they subpoenaed several other banks they believe were involved in sex trafficking, including Silicon Valley Bank and Bank Leumi, the Israeli bank that drained $1 billion out of SVB the day before it collapsed. Whatever the reason, the U.S. government's response threatens to collapse the world economy. The FDIC insures up to $250,000 for each depositor, but now they are going to cover all depositor losses, and they don't have enough to cover the $175 billion of SVB losses, let alone the trillions of dollars to be lost on the near horizon as banks across the world begin to break. The systemic risk among GSIBs, global systemically important banks, is that they are so deeply connected that when one falls, they will all follow. Much of the world's economy is already collapsing due to the actions of the U.S. government and the Federal Reserve banking system. And much of the world has been preparing for the end of the U.S. dollar as a world reserve currency. After all the smaller banks die, the people will be left with the central bank, and their solution is the CBDC. CBDC stands for Central Bank Digital Currency. With CBDC, there are no more options. Everyone's account is run directly through the central bank system.
As the financial system gets more controlling and more invasive, it's a little bit like bringing up a corral around us. And CBDCs, central bank digital currencies, and vaccine passports or digital IDs are sort of the last shutting of the gate. It's hard for many people to imagine the risks here because we're so used to living with financial transaction freedom. And we don't understand that when this gate closes on us, we literally will be sitting in a system where the central banks believe that our assets belong to them and they can dictate where we can spend money and what we can spend money on. If you don't behave, you can have your money turned off.
There are 12 Federal Reserve banks, which are located in cities being considered for the 15-minute city model of the World Economic Forum. This is where it's all headed, and there isn't much pushback in the federal government. Utah Senator Mike Lee introduced the No CBDC Act last September, which will likely go nowhere. But we, the people, have much more sway over our local governments. An Oklahoma House committee unanimously passed a bill to protect Oklahomans from being forced to adopt a CBDC. It's time for we the people to unite with our neighbors and local communities and prepare to liberate ourselves from the central bank system. Recall our corrupt county officials and start looking into local barter and trade systems, because central bank digital currency is coming at us quickly and it equals financial enslavement. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
It's the world government, ladies and gentlemen. It's the New World Order. It's here.
Yeah, the New World Order is going to be the end time evil beast system. What stands in its way is America. You look at this and what they want to do with controlling your money obviously would be unconstitutional. There'd be all sorts of ways you could sue. There are all different states that can kind of block this from happening, as we are starting to see. The more light that is shined on this, the more different states in America can stand up. And what's going to happen? The globalists are going to conclude, my goodness, there's absolutely no way to get our beast system where we control everybody's bank account and make them obey, like China does already. There's no way we can do that. And China doesn't even do it to the extreme, like you will see during the tribulation period that the Bible explains. They already want to do that all over the world, but I think they're realizing there's no way they can really pull it off if America's still here. Think about it logically. Do you really think they can pull this off in America? They can if everybody throws away their constitutional rights, which I know we threw away our constitutional rights during COVID. But people aren't going to throw away their constitutional rights when it comes to their bank account. They're not going to do that. I don't see that. Not in America. Other countries, it'll be easy. They don't have the constitutional rights, and they already have corrupt banks in a lot of other countries, and they're used to that. We used to have banks that were so honest, man, if they accidentally messed up and shorted you money, they would contact you even if you didn't know and let you know and give you that money. Because they worked in an America that had moral standards and was honest, but things are going to go the opposite way. You're not going to have honest people running these banks. And yes, they're looking to see, can we get around all the laws? We have the FBI that won't enforce any laws. Look at all the laws they're violating, that they've already violated. All of the violations they've done to the January 6th people. All the laws that the Biden family has broken, and they know, well, we have an FBI, so we can get away with it. All the laws that the governors broke during COVID. Well, we know that we control the law enforcement. No one's going to do anything to us. But when it comes to the American people and taking away all of their money, I think the globalists are realizing it's going to be way too hard with the different states. And the American people will probably stand up for themselves. The only way they can do this is if America doesn't exist. Now, am I exaggerating? Do you really think with a constitution being adhered to, it's either that or they have to get the American people to burn the constitution and be okay with it? I mean, our politicians will have to say we're no longer under the constitution. And if they are able to succeed, then maybe you could put us into a global government where they control every aspect of your life. But as long as there's a constitution, as long as it exists, they will have a hard time. Even though they ignore it right now, they still have a hard time. They will have a hard time. So the conclusion has to be America has to go. And I think that conclusion, they're not dumb, has already been made. It is the American globalists who are the stupidest people on the planet that are doing the controlled economic takedown, and they're happy to take America's money, the world globalists, and laugh as they think, yeah, but we still have to destroy you, America, and you American globalists. You're still going to have to be actually wiped out. We have to, or else we can never get our global government. If you exist, we have to destroy you, or we have to completely destroy the Constitution. Ways in which they were doing that is they want world law to trump the Constitution. They think they've been attempting to do that, but the American people don't go for that kind of crap. They don't. So logically, you have to conclude, if they're really pushing really hard to form their globalist government, then they have to also be behind the scenes saying, how do we wipe America off the map? And if they're saying, how do we wipe America off the map, then you should see signs of their plan to wipe America off the map in the news. You would see signs of something like starting a war with Russia, who has the most nuclear weapons in the world that could wipe America off the map. I wonder if the globalists wanted America wiped off the map. And if you looked around, what country can we get them into a conflict with that could wipe them off the map? Man, I wonder. Russia. Wow. Russia has the capability of wiping America off. We don't even like Putin anyways because he doesn't listen to us. So if America responds, fine with us. You would see signs of America being pushed into a World War III scenario with Russia. Luckily, that's not happening. I mean, they could use like a different country that's in between and force America to act like it has to support it, like Ukraine, so that it would drive Russia crazy and just eventually develop into World War III, where Russia actually attacks America with nuclear weapons. Luckily, none of that is in the news. And luckily, you don't see any signs of the globalists trying to get America blown off the face of the earth. Thank goodness we don't see signs of that yet, but maybe someday. As you know, I'm being sarcastic. What that tells you is, for as long as the Ukraine conflict has been going on, that's how long at least the globalists had already given up on America and have moved into the plan of, we need America destroyed physically off the face of the earth so we can move on. The Ukraine conflict tells you when that moment happened with the globalists, when they turned on the American globalists. But the American globalists are so dumb. The globalists tell them, oh, this is a great way for us to usher in our global government, and you'll be totally fine, American globalists. You'll be totally fine. Don't worry. Don't worry. Putin's never going to use nuclear weapons. Never. That's what they're doing. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable that our politicians are this dumb. But folks, understand that they're going to blame capitalism as a failure. If America gets attacked, and if they succeed in getting Russia to actually attack us with nuclear weapons, they'll still tell the world capitalism was failing. It was the cause of this. And without a global government, you see, there's just going to be global wars. You can't have borders. You have to have one government over the world. If there's one government, there's no one to go to war with. Remember, the people are never for these wars. This is what they'll tell them. We know you people are never for these wars. It's governments against governments. And the people's will usually isn't even involved. So if we have one government, the people don't have to worry about the one government going to war with the one government. It won't happen. You'll just be slaves and be happy, because being a slave means with one government, yeah, you're a slave, but there's no threat of war. Yeah, remember that scary nuclear war that broke out that we terrified the crap out of everyone who survived? You don't want that to happen ever again now, do you? No, you don't. So what you need is our safety. Be a slave, have no freedom, we control your bank account, and we'll let you know how much bread you can have this week. And if you disobey, you get no bread. But we're doing this because it's for the good of society. If you disobey, the rest of society doesn't want you to get bread either, because you're someone that causes problems. And they will cheer that you don't get bread, because it keeps them safe. That's what they'll be told. Do you see how it works? Do you see how society will actually cheer the oppression of others? Well, you've already seen it. The vaccine passport thing showed you. The wackos were told that unvaccinated people are a threat to them because they don't obey. And what did the vaccine wackos do? They cheered the oppression of unvaccinated people, cheered it on. They wanted it. They wanted the government to do it. Of course, when eventually it comes back and they lose their freedoms, they're like, oh my gosh, what happened? As long as it doesn't affect them, they'll cheer it on. Well, that's the way we're headed. But with the light shined upon it, America can at least hold it off. And God is in control. I don't believe America will be part of the one world government. I don't think it possibly can be. It's not possible. It has to be out of the way in some sort of way, or full economic collapse without nuclear war, but I doubt it. But a full economic collapse where America is irrelevant yet again. Something like that has to happen. America has to be out of the way. And then it will all come about. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. That's why I told you that. See ya!
Hey guys, don't forget to like and subscribe to my dad's channel. Otherwise, Joe Biden will come in your closet and sniff your hair.
Hey guys, have you ever checked out the Daniel Natal Show at thenewamerican.com? If you haven't, you need to. It's very highly intellectual. It's very unique in the way that it comes at the issues of the day. I mean, when I say highly intellectual, what I'm saying is of course, if you put me and Daniel in the same room, Daniel's the smartest guy in the room. Daniel's probably the smartest guy in the room in almost most rooms that he enters. So check out the Daniel Natal Show. It is really cool. You will like it. Check it out at thenewamerican.com.